Hey there, it's Darren Mall here. Welcome to Darren's Decade Podcast. In this 10-part series, you can meet some of the people that have been a part of my life in the past decade, people that have influenced me, people that I might have influenced, and a couple of the sordid stories from my long-distant past. It is available on all major podcast platforms and on our website, ecr.co.za. Just search Darren's Decade.
Over the last decade, Darren's met some awesome people. In this 10-part podcast series, Darren has open, honest, sometimes deep, sometimes hilarious conversations with them.
Anna Benel?
Yeah?
Can I ask you a favor?
Yes.
I am doing Darren's Decade podcasts, and I'm interviewing people, and people are interviewing me. I want you to interview me.
Well, this is what I have been working on all evening.
You actually been working on this?
Yes.
Did you know I was going to interview you?
Yes, Pierre asked me.
Okay, fire away.
Okay, so do you remember when we watched Vogue 73 Questions?
Ah, yes, that's where a Vogue reporter shows up at your house and asks a famous person 73 questions and then walks through the house while they're just doing stuff.
Yes, like
quick fire. Or you watch the one with Margot Robbie.
Yes, that's the one. Okay, so they're like quick fire questions.
And that's what you've been working on?
That Vogue's famous for. Yeah, so I thought
you have 73 questions.
That's why I have been upstairs squirreling away all evening.
Squirreling away. Okay, let's do it.
Okay, cool. All right. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you right this second?
I was at a 6 or 7 before I came through, and now I'm at 11.
That's good. Okay. Describe yourself in a hashtag.
Hashtag good morning.
What's your wake-up ritual?
I wake up and I try to sneak out of bed without waking you up. And then you wake up and you don't let me get out of bed until you've made me coffee and toast and a little note.
Of course.
Without fail. And then my heart is filled with joy. So I kiss you goodbye and go to work.
What's your go-to-bed ritual?
My go-to-bed ritual is I try to get you to get into the bath, and you procrastinate, and then I threaten by saying, I'm going to go bath, and you jump up and then you go bath because you hate bathing a second, and then I want to save water, so I'll top up your bath, and then we'll go to bed, listen to a podcast, and just switch the lights off, and then we'll chat. And then we get chatty.
You're good at chatting.
Yeah, we love chatting. Every night we chat.
What's the one thing no one knows about you?
Sometimes we wake up to chat. Early morning we wake up and just chat.
What's the one thing no one knows about you?
I'm very sporty.
Your favourite brother?
That's not fair. They'll hear this. I have four brothers. Okay, I'll say it like this. When I was growing up, my favourite was Brett because we could adventure together.
Who do you want to write your obituary?
Joe Parker.
Three things you can't live without.
Anna, the mouse, and coffee. Oh, wait, things. Those are people. A coffee, iPhone, TV.
Window or aisle seat?
Aisle. It's not even a question. I have to sit in the aisle. If you try to fold 6'4", tucked into the end by the window, no, I need the aisle for my knees.
Favorite piece of clothing you own?
It's pinstripe pajama pants.
I like those too.
Then why do you keep taking them off?
The superpower you want.
Superpower I want. I want Wolverine's claws. And not Wolverine's adamantium skeleton or his ability to heal. I want the claws. The claws are cool.
The best advice you've ever been given.
Best advice I was ever given was by Mel Miller, who said, don't ever let a good gig go to your head and don't let a bad gig go to your heart.
The advice you'd give your teenage self.
Youth is wasted on the young. Stop wasting your youth.
If your life was a song, what would the title be?
Starfish and Coffee.
What's your favorite color?
Trick question. My favorite color to look at is green. Favorite color to wear is pink.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Best thing to happen to you today?
You woke me up.
For a chat.
We were so chatty this morning. That morning chat was everything.
Your favorite smell?
Ooh, cinnamon tea.
Kerry or Skye?
No, cinnamon milk. Kerry or Skye? That's not fair.
Kerry or Skye?
I can't answer. I will not answer. I'm going to plead the fifth on this.
because everyone does have a favorite, but you can't say who your favorite is. And all I'm saying is, if, when it comes to favorites, sky's the limit.
If you made a documentary, what would it be about?
Life hack your way to an effortless life.
How did you know you were in love?
I knew I was in love when I knew long before you. And I knew I was in love when I was finding myself going to places where there were lots of people and looking for you. I sought you out.
Aww.
Some people would say it's a bit stalkerish, but yeah.
Favorite board game?
Chess.
Last piece of content you consumed that made you cry?
We cried. It was Lemmers.
Song you can listen to on repeat?
Anything by Prince.
What would you take on a one-way trip to Mars?
More fuel. No, I'd probably take, you know what I'd take? Because you're going to be there forever, right? So, and you don't have a lot of, you can't carry a lot because momentum is mass times velocity. For every mass, then I lose out on velocity. So I would take War and Peace. And at this time, I will finish it.
The one vice you wish you could give up?
Coffee.
What would you change your name to?
Darren Kelly.
What's your biggest pet peeve?
People who chew gum loud. Why? How can we ban public smoking and not public bubblegum popping?
Favorite time of the day?
Sunset.
Your biggest strength?
My ability to find the light in everything.
What would you name a boat if you had one?
Anniversary. My anniversary.
Who's the messiest person you know?
Me. Although, hey, Ben.
Hey, can I have ice cream?
Yeah, go for it.
Thanks.
What will finally break the internet?
Cats singing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Your most useless talent?
Juggling.
Your best first date?
It was ours. We went to the quarterfinals of the Rugby World Cup at Bocktown. And then we went and we played at the arcade and we had lunch together. And it was this wonderfully long day. It was the greatest date ever of all time.
Favorite pizza topping?
Pineapple.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Music that gives you goosebumps?
All of the works of Hans Zimmer.
Miley or Katie?
Tough one. Actually, harder one would have been Miley or Taylor Swift. But Miley.
Favorite book of all time?
Bill Bryson, A Short History of Almost Everything.
What's your must-do when you go to the movies?
Go midday, midweek, when there's no one else there.
You're having a dinner.
Yeah.
Who are you going to invite?
It's my dinner and I can have as many people as I like, right?
Yes.
Ricky Gervais, Stephen Fry, Denzel Washington, Keanu Reeves, Margot Robbie, Meryl Streep, Stephen King, Miranda Sings, Stephen Colbert, Viola Davis, and Anna Banana.
The person you'd love to interview?
Stephen Hawking.
What star sign are you?
I don't believe in star signs, but I started off as a Gemini, and then we found the 13th constellation Ophiuchus, the serpent bearer, which pushes me out to Taurus.
First car you ever owned?
1972 white Toyota Corolla.
First LP you ever bought?
I've bought it 5 times. First LP I ever bought was Sign of the Times, Prince, and then I had a car incident, and then I had to replace that LP, and then I lost it, and then I replaced it with a double CD, and then I left the double CD on top of the box arcade machine at the carousel. So I bought the CD again. Then I was burgled. This was the 5th time I bought the double CD. 6 times, because I now have it on Apple, on my music.
Favorite thing to do to unwind?
Drive.
Favorite pair of undies?
Oh, you see, I finally found a pair made by Jockey that the elastic fits the waist and doesn't cut in, but it also hugs the upper thigh. They're like Jockeys. But there's also like the cup. It keeps you aerated and cool, but firm and supported. And so I didn't care. I didn't even look at the price. I ordered 5 black, 5 white, 5 blue, 5 grey. And then when they were delivered, mm-hmm. I'd actually made a mistake. I hadn't picked the colours. And now I have 20 white pairs of my favourite Jockey underpants.
The best thing I've ever told you?
You ever tell me?
Yeah.
Oh, I do, followed by I will.
Aww. High five or fisting?
Okay, that's a loaded, loaded question. And it's no fist bump. Can we just be clear on this? A fist bump. High five. We just go with high five, it's safer.
Your favourite brother?
That's a not fair. Brett was my favourite brother growing up because we could adventure together.
Gemma or Max?
You're making me choose between the dogs.
Yes.
Max, not because he's the lab and not because Gemma can be a little bit of a rambunctious Jack Russell, but because my first dog was a white Maltese poodle called Max. So it's gone full circle. Max.
Your secret ingredients in spaghetti bolognese.
Grated carrot.
Three things that people find hard to say.
I love you, I'm sorry, and Shlui Umfolozi Game Reserve.
Three words to describe where we live.
Where we live?
Yeah.
Hot, humid, and hilly.
The country you most like to visit.
Easter Island. I don't know which country that is. South America somewhere.
What awards do you have?
I have a South African Film and Television Award, I have a Liberty Radio Award, and I have the longest day at the Durban Country Club.
Favourite kitchen utensil?
Wooden spatula.
What could you not live without?
My iPhone.
Favourite thing to do on a Sunday?
Oh, Sunday mornings, wake up and I make this dough bread, and you make this dough bread. I don't even know what it is, but it's like a crumpet toast.
Dumpy.
Brown, dumpy, crumpet toast drizzled with salted butter and honey and fresh brewed cup of coffee, and it's every Sunday morning, and you come in with your golden hair looking all yummy Anna-like, and you crack the curtains open and the sunlight comes in with the toast. It's nothing better. It's the best. Every Sunday.
Crocs or slops?
Slops.
Mari or tennis?
Mari.
Best knock-knock joke?
Okay, I want to credit this one. I'm not going to make this mistake. I'm a little bit embarrassed by this. I actually stole one of Alan Adams' jokes, and he was in the room.
No.
You know, because the thing is, like, you have a joke that you tell at Bri's, and then you have your comedy set. Uh-huh. And then my comedy set wasn't working, so I went to my Bri joke. But my Bri joke wasn't my joke. It was Alan Adams' joke. And he was in the room. And he came up to me. He was like, no, this is my joke. And I was like, no, it's not. It's like everyone's joke. It's like an evergreen joke. You know, the Englishman, Irishman, Scotsman walk into a bar joke. And he was like, no, that's my joke. I wrote it this year and this and that. And I performed it with the Durban Poison. And I was like, oh, snap. Sorry. And I felt so bad about that. Anyway, it was a great joke. So I'm not going to make that mistake again. I'm crediting him here. Alan Adams wrote this joke, and it's one of my favorite jokes. So, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doorbell repairman.
Doorbell repairman who?
No, I'm here to fix your doorbell. That's why I'm knocking. Alan Adams, credit. Alan Adams. Great knock, knock joke. He wrote that.
Your dream venue to perform?
Okay, Carnegie Hall.
If you could open for anyone, who would it be?
Ricky Gervais.
A question you don't want me to ask.
Oh, you can ask me anything. Okay, well, no one should ask me who I voted for.
Who did you vote for?
Is that my, did you write that down? Is that a question?
Yeah, number 66.
I can't. My vote is my secret. I don't care who you are. I love you, but my vote is my secret. I'll tell you this. I have changed my vote before. Since I started voting in 94.
Favourite station when you're not on air?
Trick question, Anna Banana. I'm seeing straight through you. I only listen to East Coast Radio. But if I do listen to anything else, it's podcasts, stuff like Freakonomics or BBC News updates.
Dal or coriander?
Again, thought you would catch me with this one. Dal is coriander. And when I order it here in Durban, it's dal.
Favourite meal ever made for you?
It's got to be my Anna Banana's lentil and bean curry.
It is good.
It's very good.
Yeah. Quite to live
especially
by.
That time that you made it. We'll do another podcast on the time that I invited you to my house for a braai and you got there before I did.
And there was no food.
There was no food. And there was last night's dishes. We'll one day we'll do a podcast on that. Just that alone.
Quite to live by.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
Longest word you know?
Oh, the longest word I know is hippotomonstrosis quipedaliophobia. Hippo, hip, hippotomonstrosis quipedaliophobia, which is the fear of long words. How ironic is that?
No.
Yeah.
Three words for those who stayed on for question number 73. Oh,
so anyone who stayed through all questions, they got staying power, they're committed, they're genuine people. They deserve three good words.
Yeah. This is it.
And I'm just giving them those three good words now.
Now.
Like in the 80s, it would have been, thanks for rewinding. Like those good words. Like as good as that. Or have a nice day. As good as that. Like okay.
Who do you think's listening to the end? Who do you think was doing?
They
your mum?
Committed.
My mum?
Yeah, happy birthday, mum.
No,
happy
you, birthday, mum. We listen to it later. Yeah. We will.
Thanks for listening again. Don't forget to rewind. Go wash the dishes. who lets their daughter eat ice cream after 8 on a weeknight? You know what I'd say? Right now?
Yes.
Thanks for vaccinating.
Yes.
You're in our WhatsApp group.
Yeah, they can come.
Yeah, you guys can come over.
For lentil curry.
We'll set the dates for it. When are we getting our second shot?
In about 6 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
So mid-September?
Coming up. Yeah.
And then 2 weeks after that, you can come over for lentil and bean curry.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're vaccinated.
Yeah. So in the comment section, just say, I'm one of those that stayed till 73. And no one else will get it. And don't explain it. Don't give away the secret. Okay, love you, bye.
Darren's Decade on East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. For more, hit ecr.co.za #Darren's Decade.